in the middle. I'm sorry. Yeah, he is. No, I'm sorry. Rodney, this is Wayne. I have two boys and a daughter. Duke is the older of the two boys. Rodney is the younger. And Andre is the youngest child. Andre's a girl.
You call him Duke?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's what I call Errol Duke, yeah.
Andrea is your
youngest child.
Or she is your. She's not your son, she's your.
Oh, but she's my daughter.
Mm-hmm. She's a little
girl.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
expecting.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a.
I would. I know the term is commonly referred to, I guess, as a one midwife. Yeah.
If a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father and the same shaped nose, you say he. What, his father?
He looks like his father.
Any other terms for that?
He resembles his father.
If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up. If a mother has. If a mother has looked after three children until they are grown up, you say she has what, three children?
Three.
To a child who has misbehaved, you say, if you do that again, I'll have to give you a good
spanking.
If Duke is 5 inches taller this year, you say he has what, a lot in 1 year?
He has grown.
You say to him, you certainly have
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
illegitimate child.
Do you have any jesting terms or any other names you've heard?
No, I know the dictionary would refer to the child would be, I guess if it's a boy, it's would be a bastard, wouldn't it? I think that's how the dictionary defines bastard. Mm-hmm. But I would call a child a illegitimate child.
Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot than Jane.
Different.
Is it comparative of loving?
Comparative of loving.
She's not lovelier. Less loving. Or she's not less loving. She's
lovelier.
I'm saying loving.
Loving. Wait a minute, am I comparing degrees of love between two persons?
Yeah.
One would be lovelier. It seems to me.
Okay.
And then if there's more than two, the loveliest, I don't know.
Okay. Your sister's son would be called your
nephew.
A child that has lost both his parents is
an orphan.
And it's been put in an institution.
An orphan home.
A person appointed to look after an orphan is its